Over the past decade, 24 school districts in Wisconsin have gotten rid of controversial Indian logos, but the battles have often been bitter, pitting a desire to end discrimination against wishes to keep a traditional high school identifier. There currently is a battle simmering in the Fairchild Osseo District. In a compromise, school officials kept the chieftain's nickname but want to scrap the logo. This upsets John Elkins Sr., who helped collect 1,600 signatures to keep it.
Our opinion is that depicts honor and integrity and strength and dignity.
However, Harry Gunderson thinks the logo is demeaning. While attending school in Osseo, he didn't think twice about being a chieftain. Since then, Gunderson has been arrested for civil disobedience during anti-logo demonstrations.
Coming from an all-white community, I did not realize the harm that is done by stereotypical images such as Indian nicknames and logos. Over the years, I've learned that there's a great deal of educational harm and a great deal of psychological harm.
Some say it encourages non-Indians to see modern Native Americans as caricatures. Ray DePerry of the Red Cliff Chippewa agrees that schools with offensive logos may be teaching something harmful, regardless of whether it's intended.
If there's any truth to the statement that we are the products of our environment, then by God, it's frightening to know that some of the products that we are educating may already be tainted with stereotypical images.
Getting rid of those images through legislation may not be easy. For 12 years, Representative Boyle has tried to end the use of Indian logos.
To do what public education is supposed to do, adhere to the non-discriminatory language that's very clear.
But key legislators who attended schools with Indian mascots or who represent districts where it's an issue chair committees that will control the fate of Boyle's legislation. In the past, the bill was bottled up by Representative Stephen Noss, whose constituents in Milton eventually changed the school nickname. It went from Redmen to Red Hawks after a 12-year battle, which included unsuccessful recall elections of board members. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.